Gonna join me next Sunday for more music from Yugoslavia, post-Yugoslav countries, and Yugoslav diaspora. Until then, have a great week, have a good night, and stay tuned to CFMU. We have Sounds from the Korean Underground coming up next.
Ever find yourself flipping between stations only to be greeted with the same stale repertoire of a few songs? Looking for something different? CFMU is a listener-supported radio station. We'll play what you can't find anywhere else, and it might just be exactly what you're looking for. 933-CFMU, redefining radio in your community.
My name's Sean Dupre. This is 93.3 CFMU, and you're listening to Sounds from the Korean Underground. Sounds from the Korean Underground airs on Sunday nights from 10 until 11 o'clock. And with this show, I try to shine a light on some of the awesome music that's being created in South Korea's indie scene. And seeing as how I've done well over 300 episodes of this program to date, there's definitely no shortage of great underground music to be found in Korea. Guess what? Tonight we're going to check out a whole bunch more of it, courtesy of 12 very cool acts, including, who do we got? Subcella, Windy City, Romantica, Bomol, Lose My Memory, and a bunch more. Up first tonight, we had Lee Visa with the playful experimental Avant-Garde Challenge. Look for that cut on Lee Visa's 2022 four-song choreography EP. Lee Visa is a DJ, music producer, and film composer that hails from Korea originally, but is currently calling Toronto home. She released her first full-length album this past summer. It's called Metro Blue and is definitely worth a listen. Okay, we've got lots of stuff to get to tonight, so let's get to it. Up next, we've got Daily Murray with Sunday because, well, it's Sunday. Anyhow, here's Daily Mary, and you're listening to Sounds from the Korean Underground on 93.3 CFMU. ¶¶ is 93.3 CFMU and you're listening to Sounds from the Korean Underground. Daily Mary released their new self-titled record on October 4th and on Bandcamp wrote, and I quote, "This is the greatest album of 21st century." A bold statement? Most definitely. But props to them on being confident, having a bit of fun, and trying to stand out. We got that last set of music started with Sunday from Daily Mary's self-titled offering. Bommel released a single this past summer called Please Be a Cat. A few weeks back, she posted an acoustic demo version of the cut on SoundCloud, and that's what we heard after Daily Mary. And closing out the set, we had Penguin Apatu, which is the short form for apartment. The track was called Alert, and it appears on Penguin Apatu's new Penguins Live on the Upper Floor of Your Room record that dropped on October 12th. Does anyone remember the Korean band Prism Apartment? They put out a few songs back in 2016 that had a really cool Matthew Rock vibe to them. Based on their name alone, Penguin Apatu makes me think of Prism Apartment. And note to self, play some Prism Apartment on an upcoming show. It's definitely been a minute since we've had them on the air here at CFMU. Drinking Boys and Girls Choir and Ocho are going to be gigging together in Toronto on November 5th at Velvet Underground. Yep, you heard that right. Two really awesome Korean indie bands are going to be playing like an hour from here in just a few short weeks. So let's check out music from both bands right now. Ocho's opening the Toronto concert, so let's get started with them. This one's called God Diver, and you're listening to Sounds from the Korean Underground on 93.3 CFMU. This is Sounds from the Korean Underground on 93.3 CFMU. The Korean bands Drinking Boys and Girls Choir and Ochil are teaming up for a gig on Tuesday, November 5th at Velvet Underground in Toronto. Tickets for the show are $29.67 with fees, and it should be a really, really great night. To get ready for the concert, we kicked off that last set with music from Drinking Boys and Girls Choir and Ochil. Ochil came first with God Diver, and we followed that with Hit the Corner from Drinking Boys and Girls Choir. You can find Hit the Corner on Drinking Boys and Girls Choir's 2021 Marriage License record. And for anyone looking to dive into some live Drinking Boys and Girls Choir music before their November 5th show in Toronto, the punk three-piece released a live album at the beginning of October called DBGC Live in Busan. After Ochil and Drinking Boys and Girls Choir, we heard They Always Find Someone, and that came from Subcella. That track appears on Subcella's Unconnected Songs EP that dropped on October 4th. I've only listened to a bit of Subcella stuff so far, but I'm digging it. What do you think? And Lose My Memory wrapped up that last set with Because of You from 2022's Ano Umi. Next up, we've got music from Windy City. This one's called Pa Gimchi Kadugi, Feel Airy, and you're listening to Sounds from the Korean Underground on 93.3 CFMU.
We'll be right back.
노란잎이 봐 밤에 춤추고 차가운 공기 속에 너를 떠올려 거린 낙엽이 발을 감싸고 우린 그때 그 자리에 있어 바람이 불어와 기억을 스쳐가 너와 나의 그날이 다시 떠오르는 가을의 속삭임 너의 그 미소 끈끈한 땀을 떠오른 따라라라라 따라라라라 또 따라라라라 따라라라 따라라 따 다시 돌아도 다시 돌아오지 잘 후봐도 말그나 보인 하루이 다시 너를 만나고 싶어 가을 속에서
노린 남 가가 외워 흐를 이야기 같이 가가워 흐를 이야기 같이 다가오는 너를 올려 노린 양 다가와 나의 그 미소 그 이유 그나버리를 이야기하지 다가오는 우리 이야기하지 다가오 우리
물빛에 물든 길을 걸으며 다시 마방구에 닿지 너를 만나고 싶어 열 속에서
together again into ridiculous shapes, amusing ourselves, passing between us these memories of heartbreak, submerged in this pool of tears. Do you want that? Are you prepared to drown? There's a dry road leading out, legion en route. This fire will burn whomever it strikes, and you'll feel it yourself. That's our price.
This is 93.3 CFMU, and you're listening to Sounds from the Korean Underground. My name's Sean Dupre, and I'm here with you on Sunday nights from 10 until 11 p.m. to play a whole bunch of indie music from South Korea that I think is really, really cool. And hopefully you do too. Now let's talk a wee bit about the tracks we just heard. Long-running Korean reggae band Windy City have a new single out called Pan Kimchi Kadugi, Feel Irie, and that's what I shared first in that last set. Water Sports J followed with Autumn Song from a new two-song single he released on October 13th that's titled Autumn Song / At the Pavement. And Instrumental Rockers Romantica closed out the set with Small Words Big News from their 2014 Revenge full-length debut. That's a really, really good record. My time is winding down, but there's always time for one more song, right? Vain Diary has a new four-song EP out called Picaresque, and from that offering, we're going to wrap things up this week with Roundabout Tragedy. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be back next Sunday at 10 p.m. with more sounds from the Korean Underground for you. Have a great night. Thank you.
independent businesses need your patronage now more than ever. That's why CFMU comes back again with the Friends of CFMU card. Use the card to get discounts at many local businesses of all kinds.